Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
It was a very good exchange of views. I wouldn't say that we came together on a package tonight. No one expected that. But what we did agree to do is to follow up and talk further.
Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine and 9 other Republican senators met with President Joe Biden yesterday evening to share their COVID relief plan, about a third of Biden's $1.9 trillion stimulus package. Meanwhile, many Republican lawmakers are criticizing Democrats' efforts to pass Biden's plan through a budget reconciliation process, which allows the Senate a simple majority of members to agree to end debate and allow a vote. Yesterday, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas was quick to criticize the presidency that's 2 weeks old tomorrow.
But so far, at least, the actions of President Biden have run counter to his image as a pragmatic dealmaker.
Cornyn thinks the budget reconciliation process should not be a shield to pass a controversial plan. He and others are also against including raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour as part of the package. But Biden got an endorsement from one Trump ally, West Virginia's Republican Governor Jim Justice. At a virtual briefing on the state's COVID response yesterday, Justice said he preferred Biden's $1.9 trillion package over Republicans' smaller proposal.
I don't think that America can go wrong being too high. I think today America's got to go to the higher number.
The Congressional Budget Office yesterday released a report claiming the economy is improving faster than they expected, and they project a return to pre-pandemic size by the middle of this year, partly because of previous federal aid, which could bolster Republican efforts to reduce the size of Biden's stimulus package. Without more aid, though, the CBO said economic activity won't reach its potential until 2025. The White House COVID-19 response team also held a virtual briefing yesterday urging healthcare providers to vaccinate people as quickly as possible and not save a reserve supply for second doses. Part of the response team, Dr. Marcella Nunez-Smith, chairs its Equity Task Force. The doctor highlighted concerning barrier hurting Black, Brown, and Indigenous communities who are disproportionately dying from COVID-19.
As of January 30th, we're missing 47% of race and ethnicity data on vaccination. But those dynamics, they don't just hurt our statistics, they hurt the communities that are at the highest risk and have been the hardest hit.
In more political news, Ohio Representative Tim Ryan says he'll run for his state's open Senate seat, and House Democrats threaten to take action if Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California won't remove Georgia's Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee seats. In addition to supporting violent threats against Democratic officials, she's publicly promoted debunked conspiracy theories about QAnon, the Sandy Hook shooting, and 9/11, and is known for anti-Semitic and Islamophobic rhetoric. Greene was named to the House Education and Labor Committee and the House Budget Committee. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Rossbrow-Tellum. Thanks for listening.